From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a suicide bomber set off an explosion at a checkpoint outside of the Prophet's Mosque in the Saudi city of Medina. The Saudi Interior Ministry said four security officers were killed and five wounded as they moved to prevent the attacker from entering the facility. The mosque is the burial site of Muhammad, the founder of Islam. Earlier Monday, the Saudi Interior Ministry said a suicide bomber blew himself up near the U.S. consulate in the city of Jeddah. In the predominantly Shiite city of Qatif, residents say a suicide bomber blew himself up outside a mosque. The attacks came as the month-long Islamic observance of Ramadan comes to a close. The death toll from Sunday's suicide bombing in Baghdad is rising as bodies are recovered from the blast rubble. The Iraqi official said Monday at least 151 people are dead. Investigators are questioning some of the hostages who were rescued from last week's attack on a restaurant in the Bangladeshi capital of Dhaka. The attack left 20 patrons and two police officers dead. Officials say five of the 13 hostages rescued are being held by authorities. It's not clear if the five are suspects or if they are simply being questioned because they could provide information. The Bangladeshi police chief says two men, including a suspected militant, are being interrogated. More than 2 weeks of torrential rain and flooding in southern and eastern China has left more than 200 people dead or missing. Authorities are reporting extensive property damage and more than $7 billion in crop losses. China's official Xinhua news agency says 17 million people in Hebei and Anhui provinces have been affected by the deluge. This is VOA News. At least 150 heads of state are expected to attend a UN summit on refugees and migrants in September in New York. The focus is to get new global commitments to address large movements of refugees and migrants. Lisa Schlein reports.
Nothing has changed. That, in a nutshell, is what French President François Hollande told Balkan leaders meeting with their EU counterparts here, although the bloc delayed more membership talks with Serbia last week.
Donc il était important de réaffirmer.
Hollande said Britain's vote to leave the EU will not affect the bloc's agreements with Balkan states. It's not just a question of honoring them, he said, but a reminder of the EU's foundations to countries that have gone through the breakup of the former Yugoslavia, civil war, nationalism, extremism, and now peace. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
That, of course, Lisa Bryant on the Balkan summit. The head of the UK Independence Party, Nigel Farage, resigned Monday. Farage has been one of the most outspoken and effective campaigners against British membership in the European Union. Following the recent Brexit vote, Farage says he wants his life back after years of political activity.
If we do not get a satisfactory Brexit deal, that allied to the woes of the Labour Party and that groundswell of support that is there amongst UKIP loyalists, if we don't get a good Brexit deal, then in 2020, watch this space.
Millions of Americans are celebrating the country's 240th anniversary of independence from Britain. Celebrations include traditional fireworks displays, parades, concerts, and barbecues. Security has been enhanced in Washington, New York City, and Chicago, where hundreds of thousands of people gather annually to watch fireworks, listen to music, and have picnics. On July 4, 1776, representatives of the 13 American colonies officially adopted the Declaration of Independence that announced the severing of ties with Britain. The body of a University of Wisconsin student who went missing shortly after he arrived in Italy for a student exchange program was recovered Monday. The body of 19-year-old Bo Solomon was found in the Tiber River. An autopsy will be carried out to determine the cause of Solomon's death. Police have not ruled out homicide. South Korea is planning to build 80 artificial reefs near the de facto maritime border with North Korea in an effort to thwart what the South says is illegal fishing by Chinese boats. The Yonhap News Agency says the man-made reefs will be built in the Yellow Sea near the disputed northern limit line at the cost of $7 million. Trading on the New York Stock Exchange halted today for Independence Day. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.